the U.S. could send M1 Abrams tanks to Ukraine. And a new report examines whether America's defense industry could handle war with China. All of that and more today, January 25th, 2023. Morning, early birds. I'm Jonathan Lehrfeld, and this is the Early Bird Brief, produced by Defense News and Military Times. First up, the Biden administration is poised to approve sending M1 Abrams tanks to Ukraine as international reluctance to send heavy weaponry wanes. The U.S. announcement could come today in coordination with an announcement by Germany that it will approve Poland's request to transfer German-made Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine. It can take many months to several years for weapons provided through the Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative to reach the battlefield. Much of the aid sent so far has been through a separate program drawing on Pentagon stocks to get weapons more quickly through Ukraine. But even under that program, it would take months to get tanks to Ukraine and to get Ukrainian forces trained on them. At this time, 30 tanks could reportedly be sent to Kyiv. Another important story, the U.S. defense industry is not ready for a battle over Taiwan, according to a new report from the Center for Strategic and International Studies. The think tank cites concerns about America's munitions stockpiles. U.S. military aid has helped Kyiv push back against Russia's invasion, but sending supplies has depleted U.S. stockpiles of long-range, precision-guided munitions.
Now the U.S. inventory of Stingers and Javelins is running dangerously low.
The closet is bare. Just to give you one example, the United States military has probably dispensed about one-third of its Javelin anti-tank missiles to Ukraine.
Army officials said last month they're investing in a, quote, dramatic ramp-up in monthly production of 155-millimeter shells over the next 3 years. And they've awarded contracts for that to General Dynamics Ordnance and Tactical Systems, American Ordnance, and IMT Defense. Here's why it matters. Long-range precision missiles, including those launched by U.S. submarines, are one of the most important munitions to prevent a Chinese seizure of Taiwan. However, the think tank found that if offered, the U.S. would burn through its remaining munitions in less than 1 week. The report recommends Washington re-examine its munitions needs and deepen its supplies. Another recommendation includes removing regulatory hurdles to manufacturing with and exporting to allies. The vast number of weapons the U.S. is sending to Ukraine highlights how difficult it would be to replenish U.S. stockpiles. For example, the U.S. has committed more than 160 M777 155-millimeter howitzers to Ukraine, leaving its inventory, quote, low. Manufacturer BAE Systems would need at least 150 orders over several years to justify restarting production lines. In other news, more than 24 hopeful Army pilots were allowed to retake a test after being caught cheating on a written test in September of last year. For more on this, Army Times reporter Davis Winky breaks it all down for us.
Officials from the home of Army Aviation, Fort Rucker, soon to be Fort Novosel in South Alabama, recently gave a second chance to a group of student pilots caught cheating on an exam back in September 2022. An internal investigation obtained by Army Times revealed that as many as 27 officers and warrant officer pilot candidates may have cheated on the final exam during the course's doctrine week. This is one of the final hurdles for hopeful Army pilots, and they've had a lot of time and money invested to them to this point. Due to a COVID-era change, the exam was open book. That meant students were allowed to use official Army publications while taking it. But some were caught using a doctored version of an aviation tactics manual that included the test's questions and answers hidden in its text. A whistleblower had tipped off instructors the night before the test. In the ensuing investigation, a number of students were upset that they faced potential punishment for cheating on a test they claimed their instructors had portrayed as a, quote, check-the-box event. A spokesperson for the Aviation Center of Excellence told Army Times that the incident inspired a reevaluation of the lesson plans and exam, which was completely rewritten and made a closed-book, no-notes affair. And as for the students, they received a second chance. All of them passed the new version of the test Thursday and will go to their new unit soon. The spokesperson confirmed that they did not receive any punishment that would, quote, have a lasting effect on their career. You can find the full story on armytimes.com.
Thanks, Davis. If you enjoyed our conversation with Davis, be sure to rate us and leave a comment wherever you get your podcasts. Also on your radar for today, four members of the Oath Keepers, including an Army vet, were convicted on Monday of seditious conspiracy in the January 6, 2021 Capitol attack. This was the second major trial of the far-right extremists accused of plotting to forcibly keep President Donald Trump in power. The Washington jury deliberated for about 12 hours over 3 days before delivering the guilty verdict on the rarely used charge, which carries up to 20 years in prison. The four were also convicted of two other conspiracy charges, as well as obstructing an official proceeding, i.e., Congress's certification of the 2020 election. The judge didn't immediately set a date for sentencing and denied the prosecutor's bid to lock up the men while they await sentencing, finding them not to be a flight risk. They were ordered to remain in home detention with electronic monitoring. The Justice Department has charged nearly 1,000 people in the riot, and the tally increases by the week. And now, here are some other stories that we're hearing chirps about. Our team at Defense News is reporting that the Pentagon is delaying a key F-35 test that would impact the chance of a 2023 production decision. Our team at Military Times is reporting that the White House named Joshua Jacobs to serve as the top veterans benefits official at the VA. Stars and Stripes is reporting that soldiers from the 101st Airborne and 10th Mountain Divisions are expected to deploy to Romania to deter Russian aggression in the Black Sea region. And the Miami Herald is reporting that the Coast Guard stopped a boat with 400 Haitians off the coast of the Bahamas that was likely headed to Florida. And on this day in history, in 1995, Russia activated its nuclear command system for the first time. The activation came after an early warning defense radar detected an unexpected missile launch near Norway, and military leaders estimated it would be only minutes before it hit Moscow. Minutes before Russian President Boris Yeltsin should have ordered a nuclear response based on protocol, it was determined the launch was likely not a surprise nuclear attack. Norway notified multiple countries, including Russia, of its planned launch in advance. While the Russian Defense Ministry received the alert, it neglected to inform on-duty personnel about it. That's it for us this morning. To get more of the top stories and breaking news, go to defensenews.com/EBB to subscribe to the Early Bird Brief newsletter. If you liked what you heard, give us a like wherever you get your podcasts, and be sure to follow us on social media at @defense_news and at @military_times. Also, please rate us and be sure to leave a comment. The Early Bird Brief is hosted by me, Jonathan Lerfeld, and produced by Simone Z. Perez. Today's episode features stories by Joe Gould, The Associated Press, and Davis Winkie. Our editor-in-chief is Mike Roos. Have a great day.